You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Ow! Welcome on in to the Midday Show, Final Friday.
Ow!
Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael here on a Friday, a Funk Friday.
Okay!
Yeah. And we'll talk about what's going on and why I'm in for Andy in just a moment. Bo Johnson hanging out with us here. I'm feeling pretty good on a Friday, man. Randy, how are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good over here because it is Final Friday.
You pumped for that?
Pump, baby.
Yeah, it's got you.
I'm a pump for it. I can't believe that it's already damn August. I mean, it is this whole damn year has flown by. But, yeah, appreciate you being in the house today. Like you were saying, Andy, and we talked about it yesterday. Him and Jarvis are doing the reboot of the Bunker Mentality tonight.
Yeah, for one night only.
One night only.
We assume.
Oh, no, it's going to be one night.
Are you listening? Are you going to listen to make sure?
If I'm in the car, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, because I don't. It's Friday, so I don't usually, when I leave here at 2 o'clock, I don't leave the house again until Monday, what I try to do anyways. But, yeah, I'm going to check out my boys tonight.
If you ever do listen at home, are you on your phone? Do you have, like, a speaker?
I'll be honest with you, I don't listen to nothing when I'm at home except for that phone.
You don't catch my Atlanta United pregame shows?
When Boba just played,
yeah,
that's what I listen to when I'm at home. I do not listen to no radio. Now, if I'm in the car, most of the time it's in the morning time, so I listen to Greg and Sam all the time. Because usually when I'm running errands on in the morning, I'll catch theirs. But other than that, I don't get in that car. I don't do nothing. And then when my wife drives, you know, whoever drives has control of the radio. So I got to listen to what she listens to. So, but I'm glad you're in the house, man. It's Friday. Like you said, it's the weekend. School's about to start. So just accordingly with your routes on Monday. But
Speaking of that. Because we're going to be back out at Falcons training camp Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes.
I've been told that parking is going to be worse than it has been.
Yeah, because
we're no longer going to have access to some of the school spots.
Yes. And you saw it, and I had to drop Andy off at his car yesterday. It was literally 2 miles away, and he had to ride the bus over there. Luckily, I got there. They had spots reserved or open spots, so I'm damn sure going to take a shot at it.
I think
on
they
Monday.
Mistook you for someone else, and you slid right in.
No, I didn't.
I
showed them my badge. They said, "Oh, he's on the list. Go in." So there's no mistake in identity. They said he's on the list. There's a parking space. Go park.
Were right you there. In a spot that was designated media?
No, it didn't have nothing on it. They just told me to park over in that lot right there, and
all
so
right.
I went ahead.
Well, good
and did
for
it.
You.
But so I'm gonna make sure I try to get a hold of that spot on Monday, man. But yeah, it's a game. We had a football game last night. Caught some of it.
We'll talk about it.
Caught a lot of the Braves game, which was one of the wildest things I've ever seen. At least it was fun.
It was something. I don't know if fun's the right term.
At least it was fun. I mean, scoring runs is fun.
Fun for a little bit.
As bad as they are. But, yeah, it was an all good. And like I said, I'm ready for the weekend, man.
Yeah, Falcons are back out at practice today. They've already got a couple news and notes from what's going on there. One of the things that jumped out to me, Randy, no fans today, but the media is out there covering things. And we'll hear from Joe Patrick about what he sees today at 1:20 when he stops by for his regular Friday hit. Xavier Watts is out again today. This is a guy that has kind of been working in with the first team, yeah. Obviously rookie safety. A lot of comparisons to Jesse Bates at an early age. So tough to see him there not going. And then Jalen Walker as well. How much of a setback is that for Watts compared to Walker? He's been out there a couple of days. He's been in pads a couple of days. But wasn't able to join the 11-on-11s yesterday. Right. Now out today as well. Is that a significant step back much at all?
Not much at all. I mean, you don't want him missing reps, I mean, obviously.
Right.
But I think the fact that he's been out there with the first team shows the confidence that they have in him. And it doesn't seem like – it's not one of those situations where he's going to get Wally Pipped or nothing like that because he's not out there and the guy behind him or whatever it is, a competition or whatever.
Right.
But, no, I don't think it's a – I'm not going to say it's not a big deal because you don't want anybody to miss practice. I think it's a big deal that Jalen Walker's not out there.
I was going to ask, how much worse is it for Walker than Watts?
Yeah, I think because he hasn't been out there. At least, you know, Watts has been out there. But, yeah, I think it's a big deal that Jalen – now, not saying it'll affect him going throughout the season, but these are valuable time, valuable reps for this young man. I got to see him yesterday watching him rehab and everything. And then I saw clips. He's going through individual drills. He's just not doing any of the team activity right now. So I know they're being extra careful with them and you know, don't want to make it worse because, you know, we have a saying that, you know, if they say a week, you take another week. You know, you want that thing because the littlest movement or anything can set you back, and you don't want something like that lingering going into the season. So if you need him to rest it and all those different things, you go ahead and keep doing it.
The other thing for me yesterday, Falcons worked out C.J. Henderson, former Jaguars first-round pick. He's coming off that neck injury. Randy, this is a guy who was picked, ahead of A.J. Terrell that year, right? Sandwiched between Jeff Okuda and A.J. Terrell there. He's still just 26 years old.
I know. I'll tell you the funny thing was everybody told me they need to trade up to go get him. That was a big thing in that draft class right there. But, I mean, he's just I don't know. I don't know what to think of this young man, the fact that he was number 9 overall pick and didn't play more than a year with his first club and has bounced around a lot and everything like that. I mean, you're looking right now, you're just not necessarily looking for a starter in him, but you're kicking the tires just like they did the kid from Tampa. You might not sign him.
Whitehead.
You might not sign him or something like that, but you kick the tires and see what's as far as his medicals and everything like that. I mean, the kid can play, but is he, like, going to make a significant contribution to the team? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing that we're not going to do anymore because we've seen this before. Remember a couple years ago, just within the last 3 years in various seasons, they've added like former first round. Okuda was one of them, right?
Yep.
I think Mike Hughes was a first rounder. I might be wrong. One of the other DBs was a first, Ford, whoever it was. Someone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
someone. I'm not going to expect any more like than just being a guy. Just because you're a first-round pick, at this point, like bringing you on here in Atlanta, you might be part of the equation, but I'm not expecting you to step up and lock down that position. I think we've seen a number of those former first-round picks, especially in the defensive backfield, that have just been rotational guys, and that's okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's basically what you're doing. You're trying to find a guy, if you're in a pinch, can go in there and give you some valuable reps. He's played a lot of ball right now. But, I mean, it's the reason why he's on the street right now.
Exactly.
And I mean
– And for same thing for Jeff Okuda.
Yes, it was the reason why, because Jeff was coming off of that major injury and things like that. And you were always hoping that the second year after an Achilles would be the bounce back year. He was fine. He didn't – I mean
– He was a guy.
He
wasn't anything special. He was a guy.
Yeah, he was fine. But, that's all this is, right? So I don't think it's really a big deal.
Well, hour number one of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open, everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. When we come back, we'll tell you what's trending. A lot to get to be honest. The Atlanta Braves, third time in Major League Baseball history last night. Something that they did for only the third time in MLB history. It's a lot of years for this to only be the third time. Trade deadline, Falcons wrap up, Georgia holds their first practice, and we'll get you set for a big weekend of sports as well. All that is coming ahead. It is the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. He's going to be on tonight, special edition Bunker Mentality starting at 6. I'm alongside Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jalen Walker will not be. Let's address this. So he's got like a small hamstring issue, and it's very minor. And really, the kid is chomping at the bit to go out there and practice, and I won't let him. And, you know, don't want to turn this thing into a long-term thing. Got a lot of faith in what our performance team does and how we go about our business and how we work those guys. So he will go out and do full-speed Indy, and then you'll see him on the side training and getting some running, some conditioning, things of that nature in, and then he'll come watch the rest of his teams. And he won't be happy about it, so... And that's what I love about him. And I've talked to him multiple times yesterday. I talked to him multiple times the day before that. And his plan is to go full speed into today, and hopefully we can ease him back into it. Very small, minor hamstring that we're having some maintenance on, and just like we talk about with everybody.
Yeah, it was interesting, Randy, because there wasn't much known about why he was missing practice at first. And the timeline for Raheem's interviews, which I always wish it was in reverse, but he goes before practice on the days that he is speaking. And so he missed practice that day, but no one had asked him about it beforehand, so they had to wait for the next media availability to figure out exactly what was going on. And you mentioned it, like a small nick can turn into a long-term issue if you don't.
Especially this early in camp. Because this is usually when you get those kind of things, because of the fact that, like, you could train your ass off.
Right.
and do all that running and everything and lifting weights and stuff. But it's different once you get on that grass in them pads. It's just some people get them.
Well, let me ask you, as a guy that has been on a couple of different teams, it's also a situation where the training staff may not know his body yet.
And how
he responds to injuries and severe stuff like that. Does that play a role at all?
It could be. You know, I think, you know, the one thing about it is that, like Rob was saying, so you have to save the player from himself sometimes.
Also the Ronald Acuna situation.
Yeah, and then sometimes as a player, you always feel that you know your body better than anybody. And so you're like, well, I feel fine. But yet at the same time, that's just because he's young. He wants to be out there with his teammates. He wants to be out there competing and everything like that. And so, yeah, let him rest it.
Yeah.
Let him do, like we said earlier in the show, he's doing indie individual drills and things like that. He's just not doing anything as far as team.
This is a rookie that wants to come in and make an impact. Probably feels a little bit of pressure to come in and make an impact as a first-round pick. Yeah. Probably some added pressure because he does see and hear what's going on with James Pierce.
Right.
And it's a situation, we don't know the severity. It might be a situation he would play through if it's the regular season.
Yes.
But
yes.
You're dealing with a timeline that you have to get him to 100%. For the season, you also have a rotation there. It's not like he's standalone like it's A.J. Terrell. He's got to go.
Right.
Let this thing get healed up, and if it slows his progression to halfway through the season, he's up to speed as opposed to three or four games, then so be it. You need this guy healthy, and in the meantime, you've got a number of pass rushers that are performing right now. So not too much concern there. Fascinating game yesterday for the Atlanta Braves. I don't really know how to explain much of it, but they do ultimately come away with a 12-11 winner in extra innings on this sac fly.
Ozuna, this is going to give the Braves the lead. Olson tags, and he will score. 12-11 in the top of the 10th.
Yeah, great job by Big Bear.
There you go, man. There you go, Marshall.
Glad he's still on the team.
Contributing and all those different things, man. But, it was crazy. It was unbelievable. The fact that they got 8 runs. I'm talking about the Braves. And just like this Braves
season. How could I be so foolish to think it was over?
Just like this Braves season, they give up 8 runs. It was an unbelievable atmosphere as far as just a fun game. Runs were being scored. I know you don't want to see our team give up 8 runs in a damn inning. But, I mean, the higher highs all the way back to the lowest low. But they did get the win. Marcell Ozuna, who was not traded yesterday, who had the, you know, I think we me and Andy talked about yesterday. I wasn't feeling like he was going to be moved. I know he was a name of a possible guy. Him and Iglesias, those dudes are being moved. But I was looking around for what? They have no – they haven't done anything to have value. And that's why I was saying, did it matter what you trade him for? You just wanted him off the team that bad? Or were you expecting to get some kind of –
No.
Yeah, I was like,
but the reasons to trade them make sense. They're almost certainly not going to be here next year theory.
Yeah, I understand that part.
Yeah.
But
so it would make sense.
It
but,
makes sense,
yeah.
But it didn't seem like it was going to happen.
No, I agree with your reasoning as well. So you go up 11-3 in the 8th inning. I really did think it was over, Randy. Then it was so quickly in the bottom of the 8th when they gave up a 3-run home run. I'm like, what? All right, hold on now.
Who gave up the home run again?
Was it Dunning? I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I can't remember.
It was quick.
These dudes are all running.
Well, he got set back down, so another guy could come up. Yeah. It's you know, whatever. They do play at 12:40 today, but obviously the real focus is going to be on the Speedway Series in Bristol tomorrow. We'll talk about that later in the noon hour. As you mentioned, MLB trade deadline, crickets for Atlanta. Ozuna, Iglesias are still here. Phillies, Mets, Yankees, Padres, Rangers, Mariners, Red Sox, Astros, among the majority of the teams that are really going for it. The Padres gave up 5 of their top 7 prospects and 8 prospects who are in their top 20. They are really putting themselves in a situation, and they've got guys, it's not necessarily just for right now this year, but really a short-term thing because their farm system really took a hit yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what did my man out there for the Rams say? Blank them picks, blank them prospects.
Yeah.
If we got an opportunity to go get it right now, let's go get it, you know, and go get you an established
player. The thing is,
that's going to help you and all those different things. I mean, they got a loaded squad. They got superstars. Manny's a superstar. Tatis Jr.'s a damn superstar. I mean, they got dudes. My biggest thing yesterday, I was trying to figure out what the hell, you look at the NL East. The Phillies and
Mets.
The damn Mets, man, they went. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
They're adding top-notch bullpen.
Mets bullpen's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
But here's the thing. I mentioned eight teams that pushed all in. They weren't the only eight. There are some others as well. Only one of those teams is going to win it.
Yes.
And now, again, maybe deadline moves make sense for the year after and whatever.
Put yourself in a position to be one of those teams.
But, yeah, anyways. Georgia held their first practice of the preseason. Kirby was on the steakhouse, as you heard. We'll listen back to a little bit of that conversation at 1 p.m. Coming up this weekend, Atlanta United is going to play Pumas in their second Leagues Cup match. Saturday night should be at 9 o'clock, but weather-dependent, you know, going on in Orlando there. Who knows? Probably already out of Leagues Cup, if we're going to be honest, but point-wise, it's not mathematically eliminated. There you go. The Dream, they have two games this weekend. Phoenix Mercury tonight and the Washington Mystics on Sunday. I might watch that game tonight. There's no Braves game. Nothing. Again, they're playing at 12:40, just under an hour away from first pitch there for the Braves to give them time to get to Bristol. I might catch the Dream. They've played a lot of competitive games this year. The games have been fun.
They're a good basketball team, man. And they're obviously, you know, I know that Brittany's already played. They already played Phoenix. So,
yeah, right,
you know,
right.
So we all know that's Brittany's old squad. So, yeah, a couple games. And just keep that momentum going because, you know, we had – I was going to say had fun about the sick thing that somebody
of put course,
at, their,
yeah.
at their last game. So let's just, you know, see if we can keep the juvenile – stuff to
let's make to it about minimum, basketball
to
maybe?
A minimum to a minimum. Going back,
we'll see if Ryan Howard plays as well.
Yeah, going back to Kirby, I just love. And I know you said we're going to listen to the interview earlier, but somewhat. But I like how you know I love his mentality, ball all the time, and that is I mean that's basically what it is. And like I like you know NFL training camp. Kirby's training camp is going to be what training camp is supposed to be. But I know he's talked a lot of non-contact conditioning because the thing about it, they don't have the depth like they used to have. So you don't want to get these guys. It always seems like there's a Georgia player, four or five guys that come into the season with a question mark because they be beating the hell out of each other.
Or we've got multiple guys, high picks, that are just playing the entire season limited because of an injury that they maybe don't disclose or whatever. You know, I know there was some of that last year too that kind of knocked up the defensive line as well. Don't really have another spot for this, but if you wanted to comment, Mikal Bridges, a 4-year extension worth $150 million.
Well, they got to justify
a little trade. Less than his max would have been. Yeah. I don't know if $150 is hometown discount, but he took $6 million less.
Yeah, they had to sign him, you know, because of the picks and everything they gave up for it. He's a good player. He's a good player that does a lot of different things for him. But they weren't going to give him the max anyways. But I think this is the closest he could get to.
Yeah, I mean that's.
But more than anything, the Knicks had to justify. Making that.
What'd they give up? Five first round picks?
I think five unprotected, too. And pick swaps and all that other stuff, however.
Really? I was led to believe that only the New Orleans squad gives up unprotected picks.
If I'm not mistaken.
They might be. They might be like top four protected or something.
If I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, I mean, he's a big part of what they want to do up there. Obviously, you know, it's all about Brunson and his ability to give up all that money he gave up to allow all this to happen. Now, I think he's up again coming up this next summer. I would be highly doubt that he sits there and takes another hometown discount. Damn that right there.
Yeah, and they got to figure out the Karl Anthony Towns thing too.
What do you mean, figure it out?
I don't know.
He ain't going nowhere?
No, but. I just like, you know.
Carl's a cat ain't going no damn where.
When's his next deal up? He's got to be coming around again too,
I would think so, right?
Yeah.
Next summer. No, I can't.
Brunson's making more than Cat next deal, right?
As much as I like to make fun of him and everything, that dude's a damn good player.
Oh, man. I agree. But Brunson makes more than him on the next deal, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. Okay. No doubt about it. But there's this a key where you like look at Brunson and like, this is as far as he can take us. You know what I mean? Do we need to...
Hold on now. That's a conversation we've had here. Mm. Hold on now. Now, we didn't have multiple All-Stars, though, surrounding Trey. And that's a big difference for me. Plus... I think we might be having – we've talked about it, so we don't need to get into the full Hawks optimism mode. Having a different discussion after this season than we were, you know, previously. Hall of Fame game took place last night. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame class. A couple guys I want to single out for you among the four. Also, an article from CBS Sports about 12 guys that could retire now and still make the Hall of Fame. I'm always fascinated by just what guys have done this early in their career and if it's good enough. We'll talk about some of these names as well. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Quick look at the Hall of Fame class of 2025 coming up next. It's the Midday Show. Abin for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on a Funk Friday. Final Friday, which is one thing to celebrate. You know what else we're celebrating here, Randy?
Let me know, Abe.
Cut down day.
For what?
Because cut down day, even though it's a day that pro football players might dread, this year, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is celebrating cut down day by giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style. On August 27th at 4 p.m., the pro football cut deadline hits. We're going to be giving one lucky listener a Rolux reel mower.
Oh,
your chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com.
Cool. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I've never seen one until yesterday. Andy showed me a picture of, because obviously he endorses them.
Yeah.
It's a nice-ass lawnmower.
Dude.
It's a nice-ass lawnmower.
I do wonder how some of these nicer mowers handle real janky yards.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
People who have these sorts of mowers normally have like a nice level.
Right.
They're tiered. I'm talking about hills are uneven and grass splotches. And
I mean, I know it's a fancy lawnmower, but I'm still sure it's still
get the job
a lawnmower.
Done. Yeah,
yeah,
it gets the job
does
done.
The job, man. But yeah, he showed me pictures.
It's
a nice-ass lawnmower.
Kick up rocks so you have to wear shin guards the way my dad's old mower used to?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that one right there does it.
That thing
has some capabilities that, you know, the old Papa's lawnmower don't have.
You know, my dad, he like tore his shoulder. starting the mower.
The hell out of here.
Like, and he still has problems with his shoulder.
Talking about just pulling the cord?
It was an old mower. I couldn't even get this thing going. And we're yanking it like four or five times.
Mr. G done threw out his shoulder.
Dude, he's got some real problems.
Wow.
He's got some real problems with his shoulder.
There's nothing worse than that. There's nothing. You'd be hitting the rabbit, the choke, all that stuff, and it just won't start. It just won't start. But it's been so long since
no one has one of those mowers anymore.
I have a lawnmower. No, I don't have a lawnmower. She gave it away. I did have a lawnmower a few years ago. And it was just sitting in the garage. So she found somebody to take it off my hands on the marketplace of Facebook. She found somebody.
Yeah, Facebook marketplace. Yeah,
and I just gave it away to somebody.
Hey, real quick, want to shout out our partners up in Chicago, 670 The Score. Danny Parkins, a national radio and TV host. Every year he does a Cubs for the Cure Radiothon. Okay. He's been on 670 for the last 24 hours straight.
Wow.
They have raised, and I don't know what the final count was. I know it was nearing, Randy, $750,000.
Good for them. Good for them.
That is a crazy, crazy number. So congratulations to him. I see some of the – he looks tired. I mean, he looks tired in the video, but congratulations up there in Chicago. That's a crazy number.
That's really, really awesome, man. Good for him.
Hall of Fame game last night. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes when we get to the NFL No Huddle. We saw the debut of some new technology. I think people are making a too big of a deal of it. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I do want to highlight the Hall of Fame class. And obviously, we talked with Shannon Sharpe earlier in the week. Sterling is going in. And again, a shorter career than most, but it reached heights. It reached peaks that very few have ever reached. And I think they mentioned it to Rico as part of the introductions. What, first receiver ever to have back-to-back 100-catch seasons? Mm-hmm. And you got to remember where the state of the game was and the differences and what was expected from receivers then versus now, certainly. But Sterling Sharp, Eric Allen also going in. Jared Allen was one for me that he was one of the guys while he was playing. I was like, that's a bad boy there.
Imagine playing against him.
I don't want to because he had a nasty streak too.
Yes, he was a damn fine player. He really was. I know he's one of those dudes who got a second chance because a lot of stuff that went on early on in his career and everything with them demons and he kicked them and I mean he was a great player then, but then he just elevated to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that damn celebration, that damn sack celebration that he used to do was really, really cool. And he's a really cool dude. And I know I heard Mike and Carl talking about it yesterday. Yeah, I mean, you look at the numbers comparable to Abe, John Abraham, they're comparable. And I do think that John Abraham is a damn Hall of Fame player. Just look at his numbers and watch him play. The dude was a dominant pass rusher, just like Jared Allen.
I think there's a perception that probably goes into it that kind of looks beyond stats. You mentioned the sack dance and Allen kind of being a little bit more outspoken over the course of his career. Obviously, I think of him as a Viking. I know he played a couple other spots, but I think of him as a Minnesota Viking. Perception is definitely one thing. And the other one, Antonio Gates. And I saw this stat. I'm sure you're aware of it as well. The first Pro Football Hall of Famer ever to not play a single down of college football.
Yeah, he wouldn't play basketball.
Right.
Because Nick wouldn't let him do both. Because he originally signed with Michigan State, and Nick wouldn't let him do both. And so he went to Kent to play basketball. And, you know, he's always, you know, he's a special, first of all, he's a special brother. But I was a good player. And then I got there, and I was like, oh, this dude is great. I never watched greatness like that. This dude, he was unbelievable. Unbelievable player, unbelievable team, real humble, quiet dude. But, I mean, his game speaks volumes, and he was just unreal, unguardable, was just, you know, fast. He was a big, fast dude, athletic, used his basketball ability so well. And, you know, I was so happy for him. He should have gotten in last year, damn it. Mm-hmm. But I was so happy for him, you know, and his ability, like you said, didn't even play college basketball. And he was a hell of a football player, and he was a hell of a linebacker. You let him tell it. He's a hell of a linebacker in high school. But, yeah, it's so happy for Tone being able to go in and pretty much, you know, so, you know, just – putting a chapter on one of the greatest tight end careers ever.
So, and I know I haven't been around for every era of football, but I think the era that you played in was, and I know it feels like it's coming back now in terms of tight ends. Mm-hmm. It felt like a golden era of tight ends, though, with guys like Tony Gonzalez.
This is a lot of good
and
players.
Antonio, like, and guys that were. They were not afterthoughts. You had to game plan for tight ends. Yes. And there were a number of guys where you actively had to defensively game plan for. And I think after that group, you kind of had a little bit of a lull, and then now it's coming back a little bit.
No doubt about it. These dudes nowadays are some are so
now great. They're just hybrids. They're not even.
They're great players. I'm not going to allow you to say that about a tight end. I'm not a hybrid. But these dudes are outstanding players. And I played in a fun era of tight ends. That's why it was always hard to get to the damn Pro Bowl, because you had Tony, you had Gatesy. You had Todd Heap. You had Jason Witten. Gronk. No, Gronk. I don't include Gronk with us. I said Algie already.
Who was Peyton?
Algie. You had Dallas
Clark.
Clark and Marcus Pollard. I mean, you had so many good tight ends that were playing in that era. But then this one right here, then Gronk comes in. I think Gronk's one of the best ever. If they do the Mount Rushmore or whatever, I have Gronk on mine. Mm-hmm. This dude was just an outstanding player. And then you go on to Kelsey, and then you go on to like tight.
Now
it's just a great development of how this position has evolved.
Yeah, CBS came out with an article based off of the Hall of Fame. They said 12 players who could retire now and make the Hall of Fame. Some of these I think are immediate agreements. Others I'm not necessarily sold on. Patrick Mahomes,
yes.
Travis Kelsey,
yes.
T.J. Watt,
yes.
Aaron Rodgers,
yes.
Miles Garrett.
Yes.
Bobby Wagner.
Yes.
Von Miller.
Yes.
Mike Evans.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Lamar.
Yes.
Trent Williams.
Hell yeah.
And Lane Johnson.
Hell yeah.
I'm stuck on Mike because there's the longevity question that's going to be discussed, right? Who? 1,000 yards year after year after year.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing with Mike is I think Mike will get in, but the it seems like that's the hardest position to get in now.
As the game turned into
because of the backlog of Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne and all those dudes that are. This is a backlog of them, and now you got another guy coming in this year because I think Larry Fitzgerald is going to be.
I was
going to
say, you've got so many guys coming.
He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, Larry Fitzgerald. But then, I mean, you just never know. But all those other dudes, I mean, Derek's going to have to wait because of how they make running backs wait. But, yeah, Mahomes will be first ballot. Kelce first ballot. TJ, when he's done, first ballot, just like his brother will be.
Yeah.
Aaron, first ballot. Miles, first ballot. I don't know if Wags will be a first ballot, but Wags is getting in.
Uh-huh.
Von Miller, first ballot. Trent Williams, hell yeah, first ballot. And Lane, first ballot.
I'll be honest, and maybe it's tough for me to not project. Lamar's a lock?
Yes.
If he retired today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll trust you. I would argue a little bit up in the air if he retired today. He doesn't have the Super Bowls Mahomes does.
Yes.
He's got, obviously, the MVP.
Should have had three. But it was a participation trophy to give it to Josh Allen. But, yeah, I think Lamar gets in.
Okay. All right. Well, that'd be – I mean, there's a lot more. How often do you take a look at a guy? And this is a list of 12 of if they retired today. Right. There's also another list of they continue kind of doing what they're doing. They're going to get in. You don't want to project too far in advance, right? You want to take a running back that's too young. Like Bijan is tough.
Yes.
Because it's too early in his career. Correct. He's going to need a long run of doing what he's doing.
Right.
But for a guy like Saquon, is it too early now? You project another year or two of being at the top.
Well, I mean, I think the thing with him is the total amount of touches he had last year. Like, this dude had so many damn touches last year. And it's like usually when you hear a running back, when you see a running back get that many touches in a year, they kind of slow down. Now, I don't know if that'd be the case with him because he's still like in the prime of his career playing on a team that they have in a line like they have because so many times he wasn't touched for the first 10 yards of runs. And so when you put it in that trajectory, if he does what he did again next year, I mean, this coming up season like he did last year, why wouldn't he get in? Why wouldn't he get in? That's a long ways away because there's a lot of ball left in him. But I look at more or less like Derrick Henry. I look at Derrick Henry on the back end of what he's doing, and he's still going to get you 1,700.
Yeah, so the Derrick Henry conversation to me is kind of why he's in immediately for me and why I'm not yet 1,000% sold on Mike Evans, even though I do believe Mike Evans is a Hall of Fame caliber player.
Right.
Derrick Henry was like very clearly the best running back in the game for a number of years.
Yes.
Like very clearly. Was Mike Evans the best receiver or best two or three receivers? Obviously the longevity has its place as well.
Yeah.
He was very good. He was probably top 10 for a number of these years.
Yeah.
But was he ever like one of the top three or four? Probably not. And it that's to me is kind of the toughness of that discussion for him. Derrick Henry for me is I look at a guy and I do this with basketball maybe a little bit less so, but I certainly do this with baseball in terms of making my arguments if I think this guy's a Hall of Famer. Was he the best at his position for however many seasons you feel is relevant in that sport? Derrick Henry was.
Derrick Henry was definitely. You could say he was a top back. I guess you can describe Mike as one of the better receivers.
He's in that discussion.
Yeah, he's in that discussion. He's one of the best receivers of his generation. I do think that you don't have as many 1,000-yard seasons as he's had.
Got a Super Bowl.
And he's got a Super Bowl. I don't know how many all pros and things
right.
that he has, but he's been the model of consistency, and because of the string of 1,000-yard, it's going to get him in. It's going to get him in eventually. But again, that's one of those positions where it's just log jam. You think about all the guys that just recently went in. You think about Dre and guys like him. They just got in after being on the ballot for like 3 or 4 years. So I can see that same kind of thing happening for Mike. Then you got Julio that's going to come up soon. And then, Antonio Brown, he's a Hall of Fame player now. Mm. There's other stuff that's out there
that's going to
hinder him from getting in, but he's a Hall of Fame player. You know, so I still think that Hines Ward should have some consideration for the Hall. And, yes, I'm being a homer.
Let me ask you about two names for the Falcons. They're tough debates. Where do you think Jake Matthews stands in the discussion?
That'd be a hard one there.
Right.
That'd be a hard one there.
He's in that weird hall of very good.
He's been really good, but has he been?
He was never the best tackle in the league, I think that's a tough thing to overcome.
Now, he has the bloodlines and all that,
sure.
But I don't know if that gets him in.
Now, another guy I think can continue his career and discussion becomes tricky is Jesse Bates. I think the safety position's incredibly hard to quantify. I think it's super turnover-based, which I don't know if that's necessarily ideal for Jesse Bates. But again, he was the highest, again, Madden, whatever. But he was the highest graded safety in Madden. That means there's some respect out there for what he's doing year in, year out. It means something.
Hey, right.
Not a lot, but
All right.
It means he's in the discussion for best safety in football.
I don't think the Madden rating lets you know that. I think you watch Jesse play.
Well, that too, but I was just using it as empirical evidence in the moment.
Okay.
I mean, he's in the discussion right now for best safety in football. You do that for a couple years running, I think you belong at least in the conversation for Hall of Fame. That's all.
Okay.
There you go. We got more from the Hall of Fame game coming your way, including the newest use of technology in football. We'll talk about that. Also, a bunch more. Two huge names looking for new deals, and it might come down to trade requests. One has been made. Will a second. We'll talk about that in the NFL No Huddle as well. It's Abe Gordon in for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.